Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Steelers have been outgained by a literal mile the last 17 games, so we're sad about them. If you're a Penn State fan, you're down bad today. If you're a Penn State Steelers fan, you're looking at your two-guy recruiting class going, golly. Now, Ben Roethlisberger says that Penn State should hire Mike Tomlin. That won't happen. I think I might pay Mark Caboli $500 to ask Tomlin about that next Tuesday. See how that goes.
Oh.
When Benzie asked him about the USC and LSU thing, he lost it. He said, has anybody asked Sean Payton that question?
Those guys are winning, though. I watched that clip yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He said, has anybody asked Andy Reid that question? Anybody asked Sean Payton that question? During that time, those guys were somewhat winning.
Andy Reid sure as bleep was.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about the Steelers just for the next 10 minutes. We need to take a break. Let's talk about Penn State, who got turned down yesterday, according to a bunch of national insiders, by Jeff Brohm at Louisville. This after being spurned by Kalani Sitake from BYU. The crumble cookie guy came in. They paid him a whole bunch of money. Brian Hartline, who you figured would be on Penn State's list, he takes the USF head coaching job. There is only one guy that makes sense right now for Penn State.
Yep.
And it's Terry Smith.
He's the guy that's made sense mostly the whole time, in my opinion. He's the only guy that could keep somewhat the things together. Now, there's obviously the rub of the old-timey Penn State crew that he...
The 409 pin people.
Yes. That, don't mesh well with the newer version of Penn State people. But he's the only one that could keep together. He's the only one that could bring in any type of players for them to be competitive at least a little bit next year. I don't know why they didn't look at him in the first place, and every day that passes, it makes it look worse that they're not even giving him an opportunity. If I were him, I'd be like, you know what? At this point, I'm out.
He loves Penn State, though.
He does.
He loves Penn. He's a Penn State
guy. You won't find anybody better that loves Penn State more either.
He ain't going to leave. Like, he'll take that job if they give it to him on
course
the day before the season next year.
If they offered it to him 2 weeks ago, they definitely have more than two guys in that.
His value's going up day by day, I'll tell you that much.
Yep. Because you're right, Doran. They need to keep that current roster together. We were talking about this off the air because you missed the high school window, most of it. You got the transfer portal window coming up, but now you're in that kind of position mm-hmm. where you got to add so many guys that you can't afford to add that many guys. You got to keep that roster together. There's one man who can do it, and that's Terry Smith.
They went from what did you say?
No, I'm saying, like, why not take a flyer, like a two-year
deal? No, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying... They in a span of 2 months have gone from number two in all the polls, game day, night game, hell of a football game against Oregon, to firing their coach, who would want average what 10 wins a year, and promising to go out and upgrade, to basically blowing the whole thing up. I mean, seriously, it is a cautionary tale. In the truest sense of that phrase. And now, the most prudent thing to do from my chair is to try to keep it together as best you can. You have no incoming recruits. You're going to, if you bring somebody new in, your current players by the day, I've been in a locker room when you have a coaching, when you like a coach and that coach is let go for whatever reason and somebody new and much different comes in. And if there was a transfer portal in 2010, our whole roster at Pitt would have been gone.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have seen Aaron Donald playing at Pitt. You wouldn't have seen Ray Graham have the year he had. You wouldn't have seen some of these guys, man. Devin Street, that played in 2011 for Todd Graham. They would have been gone. It would have been different. They don't hire Terry Smith. There'll be a lot of suitors for their players when that portal opens up the 2nd of January. If you're sitting at that desk in State College, you have to be like, whoa, this did not go as planned. But, I mean, Brian Daboll?
I mean, does that get anybody excited?
Joe Brady?
That would be not a terrible hire.
You hire, you know, I mean, there's just, was it Monk and Army?
Yeah.
Like, good coach, but you basically stood up there and promised to make a splash. And there's no water to make a splash in anymore.
One of the rumored new potential candidates is Matt Campbell from Iowa State, who I love. I think he's a hell of a coach. That's a really hard place to win. And he's won more there than anybody has ever won. I think that would be a good hire. I don't know that I want to walk into that mess. He's got a great thing going there. And I realize they didn't have the year that they wanted to have there, but you've got job security for life there. You've already exceeded expectations. You're a statue guy there.
Yeah.
I think what's going to happen is they hire Terry Smith, and Penn State fans convince themselves that's the right hire. And I like Terry Smith, and he's going to recruit the bejesus out of that place. But that's what James Franklin did. So if you would ask Penn State fans when they fired Franklin, would you be okay with Terry Smith being the head coach? 100% of fans would say no. The only reason fans would celebrate it now is because of the desperation that has befallen the program.
Yeah.
Terry Smith can recruit. So could James Franklin. Franklin's deal was that he couldn't win the big game. I'm not saying Terry Smith can't win the big game, but there's absolutely no evidence that he can. You just hired a watered-down James Franklin. That's what you've done if you hire Terry Smith. And he could prove me totally wrong on that. He could get that thing humming. I don't know, but it doesn't excite people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I know this. I think that the situation of, you know, these coaches turning down Penn State or not even listening to Penn State and getting new offers and re-upped at the places that they're at, I think that the overarching issue is that most coaches are probably worried that they wouldn't have the elongated career, and that seeing James Franklin's situation, it's like, man, will I get fired after 1 year or after 2 years if I don't do this? Like, how long is my lifespan as the Penn State coach? And in Heartland's situation, I knew that he wasn't going to take that. I mean, I said it multiple times. Like, I mean, with the whole Ohio State,
right,
Penn State thing, but like, if I was a Penn State fan that wanted Hartline, why would I want him? Because as soon as the Ohio State job would open up, he's going to leave to go back to Ohio State.
Right.
Like, that's all he's waiting for. That's why he's going to go. That's why USF makes so much sense. It's like, let me get my feet wet. So in 5, 6, 7 years, whatever Ryan Day says, whatever his time's up, he's going to be the next coach in waiting. So, like, you know, this situation, then you have the whole Jimmy Sexton thing, the agent thing, kind of, you know, that story about that. So it is a mess, but at the same time, it's like there's a guy that's standing there that cares more than anybody about that school, about that program, played there, recruits better than, you know, a majority of recruiting coordinators in across the country, that everybody, all the players want to play for. Like, that is the answer. The answer's right in front of your face.
Well, if you want to, I mean, I'm putting myself in Pat Kraft's shoes, which is hard to fathom. I mean, at this point, guys are turning down a job for one of a couple different reasons in my mind. A few, probably. One, they had a better offer, right? I mean, LSU is a better job than Penn State. Florida's probably a better job than Penn State. Is there a clearer path to a playoff and a conference championship at Penn State? Probably. Two, they realize that the previous guy won 10 games a year and couldn't get over the top, and they wonder if it's a toxic culture and that you can't do it there, and you're just going to run into the same buzzsaw. Or three, there is some sort of back channel blocking going on by, you know, agents and so forth, because that is a world that exists out there.
Because it's not about the money.
No, the money's there.
Right.
I mean, when you get over $10 million a year, we're talking about rounding errors.
Right.
Like, what are we doing? But if you're Pat Kraft, like, to really recalibrate, you might need to burn it to the ground. Think about it. Like, this is where the Steelers are at, because they've perpetuated the same thing. You know, like, to save it, you hire Terry Smith. But if he's a mastermind, let's just throw this out there. If he's a mastermind and he has somebody the whole way, he's just letting this thing burn. Whole roster is going to go, what's that do? It lowers expectations in year one, in year two. Penn State's always going to have high expectations. But you lower the expectations, because if you hired a guy right away and you brought in Brian Hartline, or you brought in, you know,
Kurt Cignetti
or Eli Drinkwitz, it's 10 wins or more, or you're
mm-hmm.
a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have two recruits. Your team's gone in the portal. You got to bring in a new team. You got the Rich Rod runway. So I look at it both ways. Either way, though, going back to the beginning of it, just watching Pat Kraft's press conference and reading the tea leaves, you felt like he was going to go quick.
Yep.
And it was going to be a splash.
Yep.
And they felt like they were going to go from good to great. Now they're going from good to blowing it up.
Yep.
And it happened fast, man. That's why you got to be so careful.
You know who's the next rumored guy? Manny Diaz, Duke. Which, again, isn't going to excite people.
He was already there, though, right?
He was there as their DC.
DC, yeah.
He failed at Miami. He got replaced at Miami. He goes to Duke. He's done a nice job there. They won a lot of games last year, especially relative to Duke. They're in the ACC championship game this year. That doesn't excite anybody, though.
It doesn't excite anybody, but, like, this is how I would look at it. And it's like, I'm doing it at Duke. Duke, if they win the ACC championship game, their percentage of getting into the playoffs is decent, right? Like, it is.
They'd have a shot.
They'd have a shot, but, like, you're doing it there. You gave Duke a shot. What the expectations at Penn State, if you don't do it, it's going to be insane. At Duke, the expectation is, it's like, wow, look at what Manny Diaz did at Duke right now. That is a better situation, in my opinion, than going somewhere like Penn State, where the expectations are very high.
Well, I mean, if you're Manny Diaz, they're going to pay you probably $4 million more than Penn State. And he worked there before and knows the place. Like, he's been a head coach. And I like Terry Smith. I respect Terry Smith. His last head coaching experience was at Gateway High School. And you're probably going to be in a situation where you're going to have to hire two coordinators. Your offensive coordinator has been an abject failure, and your D coordinator is going to get a bigger job. Period. Like, you're paying that guy Jim Knowles a lot of money, and he's probably going to get – he's a heck of a coach, and it's not working there. Like, you're going to give him the keys to do that at that level. I know he can recruit. There's a lot of guys that can recruit.
I mean, he has a decent winning percentage right now since he's taken over. I mean, I'd go based off of that.
With things in place, right?
Yeah.
You got to run your own program for a whole year now. I think he'd do a fine job. But is it a long-term solution?
No. No, not at all. I would take a flyer to see how it goes while
I think they're probably up against it with that, to be honest with you, unless they pull someone out of the woodwork. I mean, Matt Campbell wouldn't excite me.
No, he would only excite me, it sounds like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.